Hello, I'm Jen Seeger, and my role is to lead partner profitability for the Worldwide Partner Group, with the goal of helping to improve business profitability for all of our partners. I'm happy to be here today to speak to you about the last installment of a 9-part training we've created along with our content partner, Service Leadership, to help you get your business transitioned to the cloud. The topic today will be managing your transition, how to know if you're on course, and what to do if you need to course correct. In our previous sessions, we focused on selecting the right cloud business strategy and offered advice for the planning phase of your cloud business launch. These are obviously important steps, but the task is not complete. Think about your new cloud business strategy like a camping trip. At this point, you've picked the destination, loaded up all of your supplies, and pointed the car down the right road. Now that the road trip has begun, you must stay the course, not get sidetracked, and adapt to any new situation that arrives as you reach your destination. Staying on course is critical to your success. Low-performing solution providers often fail in the execution of their transition plan, often because they don't sell enough to become profitable or they do so too quickly. This prevents them from progressing to the next level. One of the most common and impactful mistakes made by partners everywhere is a failure to see the new initiative through its formative stages. It takes 20 to 30 transactions of almost anything to master its nuanced profitability. Far too many partners get frustrated by the first few sales through either lack of planning or poor execution. We hope that the earlier sessions in this series will help you get through this phase. The next area of risk is management distraction. The service has been launched, but in its business adolescence, management gets distracted and fails to parent the business to maturity. To pick the analogy back up, you decide to stop and camp somewhere else. Don't do that. Recall the ROI analysis that was discussed in session 3 of this series. In this exercise, you anticipated a time when the new cloud business was a drain on both time and money. At some point, likely around the 10th sale, the new business repaid its initial investment. This is often where sales and management loses interest. Beware of that tendency and push through to 30 or more sales. At this point, the not-so-new cloud business should be fully ingrained in all of the functions of the business and into your compensation system. There are a number of other pitfalls that you may encounter along the way. Many of these are listed on the slide. All of the pitfalls on this slide were addressed in one way or another earlier on in this training series. The point here is that either your assumptions proved incorrect or your execution was below par. The most significant pitfall is failing to achieve the quality of implementation or service that you need to earn customer and sales confidence. This in particular must be addressed quickly. So how do top performers address issues quickly? First of all, top performers monitor in short intervals. An important new initiative will not succeed with quarterly or even monthly reviews. Make it a priority to review progress and assumptions on a weekly or biweekly basis. This allows time for course correction and shows the appropriate management priority. In these review sessions, management should not hesitate to realign resources quickly. Many new initiatives fail because of those implementing them have too many higher priority tasks to complete and can't give the new initiative the attention it needs. The best are very good at figuring this out and reprioritizing their teams quickly. Another characteristic of partners who successfully launch new businesses is that they hand-select their first few customers. They do this because they know that the first few implementations and early service experiences will have issues, but that the reserve of goodwill with these customers will see them through early bumps. Thank you for participating in this training series. I hope it's been useful. In conclusion, I'd like to offer a few closing thoughts. Remember the old carpenter's adage to measure twice and cut once? The same applies to those of us in technology. Better planning results in better outcomes every time. Don't shortchange your success by under-resourcing the planning phase of your cloud business strategy. Next, the cloud is here to stay. The timing of adoption in your marketplace will vary. Services will evolve, vendors will emerge and fall away, but at the end of the day, cloud solutions will be integral to the delivery of IT in every segment. Smart partners not only know that the cloud is here to stay, but that in almost every instance, they're not equipped to compete at the scale necessary to build their own cloud infrastructure. Rather, their role is finding opportunities to deliver and be paid for value creation in the form of consulting, integration, and frontline support. Smart partners are also aggressive about implementing their plans. The macro cloud environment is moving rapidly. Those that succeed will need to get up to speed safely and quickly. We designed this training to help you decide the safest way to launch a cloud business, but the speed of execution is up to you. So let's get started. Good luck, and please know that Microsoft is here to help support you through your transition. Thank you.